Hello, everybody. This is Tony with the Bike Lab in Oklahoma City, but we're here at the Villiers Product Launch 2024 event in Italy. This is my first time to Europe. I've been to Australia. It was not as cool as Italy. I'm going to let you all know.
And you just arrived.
I just arrived just today.
So how can you say that? It's just the beginning.
Well, that's true. Like, in the first impression, Italy is a lot like, if I've been in the U.S., it's a lot like Colorado. It's a lot like Arkansas. But in the U.S., we have big highways. It's big commercial. It's big corporate. And coming to this environment, you feel like everyone here cares more about their town, their road, their space, versus the big commercial element of the U.S. Mm-hmm. And Australia felt like a combination of southwestern California and Colorado, but unorganized and really expensive. Italy so far seems wonderful, beautiful. In our bike shop, when we launched our bike shop, a new location in 2018, we launched it as bike shop and coffee shop. And so we had an espresso-driven coffee shop in my bike shop. And so the fact that I came here today and asked him for espresso, and he said, Americano. And I said, no.
No.
Espresso.
Espresso made with an Italian passion.
Yes.
Well, these guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that the price of espresso is regionally regulated. As long as you're standing up in a bar, even if you're in St. Mark's Square in Venice, they can only charge you the maximum price for an espresso, but you have to be standing up. Is that correct?
No.
Is that a rumor?
I was standing the whole time.
But I love the idea of the passion of it. That is so important that they have to protect the pricing.
So when I didn't, when I ordered the espresso, and I didn't just like drink it, but I sipped it. Because when you are tasting wine or coffee, if you sip it, there's an aeration that happens, so you can taste the flavors and the fullness, right? That has to do with passion and taste and expression. I was like, okay, this is really good espresso, what we have here. But I feel like that connects to the Italian heart of how you jump into the materials you have, the bikes you make, how you want to have an expression of whatever you're doing happen. And that is, my shop dealt specialized only for a long time. We had Cannondale for a little bit. So that's a West Coast and East Coast USA company. In the last year, we brought in Villiers and then some other adventure brands like Surly, All City, and Salsa, because we have so much gravel. But everyone that walks into our shop sees the Villiers bikes, and they almost take a step back for a second, because they're so used to seeing a production bike that's made for a lot of people. And then they see the Villiers, which may not be built for everyone, but it's built for those with passion, with a heart, that want not just a bike that matches the spec sheet, the spreadsheet, I call it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't just match the spreadsheet, but it matches what they want in their heart
It's about emotions.
Exactly. Yeah. And they have a reaction to it.
It's not about specs.
No.
Everybody can make a bike with a certain kind of specs, but, you know, who is able to make a bike that gives emotions?
And what you're hearing right now is Mauro.
Yes.
And Mauro, what is your role? What do you do?
My role is taking care about sales in Villiers. So maybe...
Global?
Not global, but...
Not global?
Not global, but...
But at least with me. Okay.
So yes.
So I'm going to call it global. And you are?
I'm Daniel Hughes. I'm a cyclist and photographer.
Okay. Yeah. And you, sir?
I'm Claudio. I'm a part of the R&D office.
R&D?
Yes. So the new stuff comes
new
from...
The new stuff.
Yes. Comes from our...
You're the intersection of passion and reality, like the material, the engineering. But how do we put the heart into it
to
make it one?
We would like to produce the bike that everybody's dreaming. You know, the bike is not something you need 100%. It's you buy with the heart. You don't buy with the brain.
Right.
So that's what we would like to.
When I have people walk into my bicycle shop, they'll see a Villiers, they'll see a price tag or not. and I'll immediately say to them, think about all the things you have to spend money on that you don't like, that you have no passion for, that you have no consideration for. And then look at this, that you care for, you have passion for. There is no regret spent on passion. There's no regret spent on something you truly want, because you have to spend so much money on what you need.
Yeah.
But all those things you want. So, what bike do you ride? What's your bike?
The problem, I'm an old guy. So I have to use, and you,
I have to say, you're kind of gorgeous. How old are you?
Almost 60.
60? Okay. You're an American 40.
It's all that espresso.
Yeah, that's what it is.
And spritz, probably. Yeah,
probably. Yeah. So what bike do you ride?
I ride the endurance. That's my style. I'm not fast. I have no horsepower on my leg, so...
The Gran Turismo?
Gran Turismo. It's my bike.
It's a beautiful bike. What is... So, your pattern of riding, just for you personally?
No, I'm very low, no speed rider. Okay. I ride alone, just by myself. I'm not riding groups. Mm-hmm. And I want to have fun.
Okay.
I try to, test by myself to do something better, mm-hmm. if possible. But anyway, in low range, low pace. That's my style.
So, we're in a part of the world I've never been in. Where do you live in terms of Bassano?
No, I live in Vicenza.
Okay. There's so I ride a Harley
Davidson.
Capital
of the bike, you know.
This is where you need to go, you know.
I know, I need to go there. Yeah. I ride a Harley Davidson to my shop every day because I'm addicted to two wheels, whether I'm the engine or something else is. And there's a Harley Davidson dealership there. But when you ride your bicycle, you ride it for yourself. Are there any events coming up that you're going to ride in? Anything in Italy that's going to happen? You're going to jump into?
No, we have a social ride.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's true. After 6 o'clock in the summer, mm-hmm. 6 o'clock, everybody close computer, take a gravel bike, and take a ride.
Take a ride.
Stop somewhere, get a spritz, eat something, and turn on the light and go back with the dark.
Oh.
Yes. So temperature is okay and it's fun to get all together.
No, yeah, nice. No competition.
No.
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 Always stopping somewhere. There is never a ride that actually we go there and we come back immediately. No.
Right.
There is always a stop.
There's generally pizza
to
involved.
Eat.
So in Italy, if you're going to a cafe, I don't know the right words. A cafe or a stop, there's a drink, and there may be a treat, a pastry, I would call it a candy bar. What is your favorite kind of treat on a ride?
Yes, but remember that this is a dinner, so it's not a pastry, so it can be a sandwich, can be a burger, can be a poke, can be whatever, but salted, I mean, it's not like breakfast.
But if you leave on a Saturday at 6 or 7 a.m., and you're doing 100K,
yes,
and you get 40K into it and you have a stop.
Croissant.
Just a croissant, chocolate croissant?
Yeah, okay.
Come on.
I love with a cream.
okay.
And I can eat it because I already have the climb, so
right.
I can afford.
You've already done the work, so you can afford.
But the croissant is the pleasure because, for instance, I have to wake up at least a couple of hours before leaving, and then usually I take 150 grams of boiled rice with olive oil, and that's my energy.
There you go.
Okay, and that's something that I don't love, but it's indispensable if I want to get energy for the ride. And then when I stop for the croissant, that's the pleasure. The rice is the energy, the croissant is the pleasure. So I don't think about the croissant I need to get the croissant. No.
So I need to introduce both of you just something that's happened in America. It's called a crow nut.
It's called, sorry?
A crow nut.
Okay.
Right.
So it's a croissant that is glazed.
Like a donut.
Like a donut.
Crazy. Oh. Haven't seen that.
Right? So you have to get it early, because otherwise it's not fluffy, it's not light, but it's glazed like a donut. And am not a fan, but my wife is a huge fan.
But wow. Today we have a short run.
Okay.
25K. Okay. We stop. Uh-huh. After the climb, we get our lasagna.
With the local cheese.
Yeah.
With the local cheese.
Drink, say goodbye, and go back home. Other 25K.
Not home. Back to the hotel Inter, where we are now. Yeah, okay, yes. Not home.
But it's like a home.
Back to start.
Like
after
back
one
to
month.
Start. Back to start.
This month back, is like home. Right.
Back to where the good drinks are. I accept that. So, for you.
Yeah.
Your name?
Daniel.
What do you do with Filière?
I produce content, photographs. I do lots of things. I work with these guys as well. So, it's good.
So, as you ride with these gentlemen.
Yeah.
What is the ride in the next 3 to 6 months that you're looking forward to?
See, I live in London, but okay. I get to come out to the Wylia factory every few months. So I do get to do the Thursday rides with the guys, which is super fun. Mm-hmm. And it's glorious. Like Italian sunset, sunshine, castles everywhere, pizza,
Tour de France
beers.
Is starting soon. Are you the guy?
Am I the guy? What, for the race? Or I took some photographs for Shimano. Does that count? I don't know.
Well, there's Team Astana.
Yeah.
Are you out there?
I'm not, unfortunately.
You're not hooking and jiving?
I'd like to be. But I'm not sure I could.
I need to sign up to be, like, be out there with my iPhone, guys. Let me know.
I loosely know the Grubers and they're photographers who work with EF. And it's a tough gig, photographing for 3 weeks every single day. I mean, it would be exhausting. I'm not sure I want to do it myself. It'd be fun to do it once. But.
So, have you had a chance to ride a Wylia bike before?
Yeah, I'm very lucky. I've got several Wylia bikes.
So what is your favorite?
The Rave. The Rave SLR.
And so tell me about two, because there's the road experience, because it's a bike with two soles.
Yeah, and that is why I love it so much. Because because technically it is a brilliantly fast bike.
Right.
My heart is in gravel. Mm-hmm. It won Unbound, so there's no excuses for me. It's basically a Falante, which you can put gravel tires on or you can ride on the road.
Right.
And for me, that bike is an enabler. Right. It's a technically brilliant enabler. Mm-hmm. In that it rides super well on road, rides amazing on gravel, but it's where it takes me. That is the beauty of, well, just a gravel bike in general.
Right.
It's where it can take you, and that, I guess, is bikes in general, but in particular with a gravel bike. I love the flexibility, and of all the gravel bikes, because I have the Yenna, which is the adventure bike as well, mm-hmm. but the Rave SLR really is, like, cycling perfection for me.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I think is part of the draw to gravel and adventure.
Yeah.
Is it's not just performance riding. It's that I'm going to...
Well, I can change my wheels in 30 seconds. Here's, 1 minute I have a road bike, the next I have a gravel bike.
All this, wherever we grew up, we're on a bicycle.
Yeah.
And it allowed us, at the right age, to go to the corner store, to go to a place we couldn't go to by ourselves before we had a bicycle. So for me and my younger brother, it was to go to the corner store 3 kilometers away, and we would get American baseball cards, and we would just get the packs. And one time, my brother, younger than me, got a Nolan Ryan rookie card. And Nolan Ryan is you don't know. He's a staple in American baseball. But for all of us, it created this ability to explore, not just race. And what I like about gravel is a connection of those two things. We want to be competitive. We also want to be kind of riding out someplace where no one knows where we are.
Yeah.
Right, and find our way back.
You can choose your mood better, I think, on a gravel bike.
And that's where...
You can go fast or you can just chill.
As a Specialized dealer, I've had this Specialized Crux for a long time. It's not aero. So if someone wanted to take a Crux into a Criterium or a road race, they could not. But the Wylia, Rave SLR, it's 0.5% slower aerodynamically. It's a 900 gram frame. It's not as fast as the Volante.
Of course not.
Right, of course not. But if you wanted to choose one bike to do kind of both.
It's a Leatherman. It's a multi-tool.
Yes.
It's a multi-tool, but not a multi-tool with sacrifice. Because we all know the engine matters, right? The motor matters. The motor on that frame, the motor on that bike. We see pros all the time riding those bikes, and we're like, that's not a great frame, but they're riding it really, really well. But with Villier, you get the combination of aerodynamics, responsiveness, stability,
And passion.
And passion. Yeah. There's passion in that frame. You look at it, you can't deny it. But once you get on it, you can't help but to go fast. In my opinion, my humble opinion.
Yeah, so, because your emotions are high, and you're excited, and that makes you want to ride. Well, actually, I think that's the interesting thing about gravel. Is that if I'm on a road bike, I feel, especially if I'm on the Volante, I feel like I need to be doing 50k an hour all the time because I'm on a super bike.
Right.
And that bike is designed to go extremely fast all the time and to win the biggest races.
Right.
But with a gravel, my mindset can change. Who I'm riding with, how I feel.
Right.
And it's just a completely different ballgame. Which is why I find gravel so interesting and exciting.
So to finish this conversation, for you, when you think about the bikes that Villier is producing, what do you think is going to be the focus? How would you connect passion and product? How would you say passion is evolved?
You know, it's easy. We say that we are more than 100 years old company,
right?
Always producing bikes. So we have a huge background. With the story, you don't produce bikes,
right.
But there is a story that anybody else has, or almost anybody else has.
Right.
So that's the first point. Then there is the passion of the people. People make the difference.
Yes.
I tell you, I'm almost 60, and I'm 35 years old, 30 years here already in the bike business.
You don't look 60, by the way.
But anyway.
Not even close.
Tony, yes, he looks 60.
What?
Be honest.
You don't look an American 60. Let me just say that. I hang with a lot of guys that ride Harley Davidson motorcycles.
I did say 60.
You look like 45 to me.
It's more than 35 years I'm bike business.
That's good, because I must be about 12 then.
Yes.
You know, Harley Davidson riders are not necessarily interested in fitness.
No.
Or health.
No.
But you're very young for 60.
Es, I am.
You are.
I am inside and very young. Yes.
Very much, yes.
Yeah. No, I tell you, it's more than 35 years in the bike business, and it's every single day when I wake up, I'm happy to go to office because I have something that I love to do.
Right.
So that's. I suppose that many people wake up and say, fuck, I have to go in my office and do something.
Yeah.
I'm happy. It's 35 years, I'm happy to do that.
I have something to say. Maybe in Oklahoma, everybody thinks that Italy, there is sun, is always hot, is always warm. But guys,
it's raining,
it's raining here.
And we are
it's
not
raining.
Stopping. I'm not quitting.
I feel at home, it's good.
Mario.
But I have a question.
Yes.
Why somebody should be spending €15,000 or dollars for a bike and then owning a car that has a value of $2,000 or €2,000. That's the point.
Well,
that's passion.
It's in your mindset, I think.
Yeah,
because for me, a car is a utilitarian thing. It's,
right.
And I actually don't own a car now, but it's to get me from A to B, like to get me today from the airport to here with my bike and stuff. There's no passion in it for me. It's a tool. Whereas a bicycle, yeah, it can be a tool if you're getting from A to B in London or whatever city you're in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you choose to go and spend that money, and for many it would be a huge purchase, you know, there's passion in that.
Yes.
And it brings you joy.
Yes.
And it's your pride and joy. It's the most cherished thing you have, both in terms of a possession and also the joy which it brings you when you're on it.
Well, Oklahoma City has a huge culture of custom cars, drag racing, motors, gearheads, all that. But for all of them, it's not something that's meant to be a daily driver. It's meant to be something they drive to their friends and connect. Yeah. And it has this heart, this passion, this connection to, right? And I think for bicycles, there's a connection that happens because it's there with us in the hard times and the easy times. Like, all of us have been on a climb with our bicycles and thought, I am a little bit heavy. But this bike is giving me all it can to make this happen. And so the passion into the product, passion into the bike, even Oklahoma City is a huge drag race, custom car culture, but they care about it because of the work they put into it and the experience they have.
And also for them, I would think also when you buy that car, and also when you to a degree when you buy a Villa, you're buying into that community as well.
Correct.
So these people with the drag cars, probably most of the joy they have isn't probably from the car. It's with the connection of the other people.
Right.
And that's the same with cycling.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Because there's lots of bike brands out there that create bikes.
Yeah.
That have, I call it the value in the spreadsheet.
Yeah.
So you see weights and components. But how does it ride? Does it have a heart to it?
Yeah.
And a lot of times it does not. It just works really well in the spreadsheet. And that's what I've liked about bringing Villiers into my shop and connecting with others, is that they will not let it go out the door unless it has passion put into it, right? If passion has to be a part of the product, otherwise it doesn't matter. Whether it's riding, gravel, adventure, all those sorts of things. So, there you go, guys.
Yeah. And there is also a need to be a little bit different. Wow. It's not only about, I mean, this is emotion as well,
yeah.
But also, you know, to get a bike that not everybody has is also something that actually could be positive or negative, but is part of the human being.
Yes.
Kind of.
It's an interesting one, because in Australia, so I just spent some time in Australia, in Adelaide and in Melbourne, and everybody there, well, it feels like everybody's riding a Specialized Tarmac. You know, S-Works.
Good bike.
Which is kind of, I guess it's kind of good and bad, in that everybody's got one, so you fit in and you're part of the brethren.
Right.
But then it's extremely boring. and they seem to have some sort of a weird dominance.
Right.
You barely see another manufacturer out there. Right. Specialized or Trek, and that's literally it. I've never been somewhere where the bikes have been so undiverse, if that's a word.
Yeah.
Or not diverse.
Right.
It's really interesting.
And that's where, for me as a dealer who's had Specialized,
yeah.
I'm a retool fitter.
Yeah.
Been a fitter for 11 years. And when I start connecting people to Specialized bikes versus Villiers bikes, and then I hear their ride experiences as I go ride, the experiences coming back to me are very positive with a Villiers bike. It's fast, it's nimble, and it has a heart to it.
And because we have the passion, but also we know how to do a bike.
Yeah. You know how to do a bike, right? You're not just
looking. That's another story, but yeah.
You aren't just stuck in Excel, which is Microsoft Excel. You're not just stuck in spreadsheet, but you're also thinking about, when I push on a pedal on this bike, what does it make me feel?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? Because that's different than, is it in a wind tunnel? Can we precisely figure out to the millimeter, is it faster? Versus when I am riding on my road, in my environment, aerodynamics, and lightweight and responsiveness, what does it make me feel? Do I feel like this is faster? Is it faster? And I have found with Villiers, I had an S-Works Tarmac with SRAM Red components and then zip wheels, and I switched it to a Falante, and I rode it, and I have not switched it back.
Yes, but Tony, we have 1,100 dealers.
Yes.
All over the world.
Yes.
That are not selling only Villiers.
Right.
They are selling a lot of other brands.
Correct.
But when we visit them, and we ask, which is the bike that you mostly ride? You have no idea. Many times, I cannot say always, but many, many times they say, I sell this brand, this brand, this brand, but my personal bike is a Villiers.
I would say the same.
Why? Why? I mean, because probably the bike is not a spreadsheet only, as you say.
Yes.
Okay, but it's something that actually maybe is the emotion of being a little bit different.
Correct.
But the most important point is that when you ride a Villiers, you want to continue to ride the Villiers. Mm-hmm. And that's something that, if you say why, most of our customers are not able to say why.
Yeah,
they say it's like this.
It's hard to quantify. But you're like, I don't want to give it up.
I mean, you cannot say this bike is 10% or 12% more comfortable or more rigid or more flexible or more... That's not something that you can
put on a piece of paper. It's in your heart.
But it happens.
It's almost like the decision to have children. I mean, logically, you wouldn't do it. You do it with passion, with your heart.
Yeah.
You know?
How many children do you have?
I have zero children.
Zero children? How many children?
Just one.
Just one? You, Mara?
One.
I have four.
Yeah.
19, 16, and 14.
But it's not a kind of a logical choice. It's something which is an emotion. It's something you want.
It was not a logical financial choice, because when I look at
it's not, absolutely, when I look
at my checking account, it does not make sense at all. But it was an emotional choice.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter because it brings you joy.
That's 100% it. Yeah. Yes. Well, gentlemen.
It's time that the restaurant just opened.
It did open. I really appreciate you all jumping in to talk kind of unfiltered about your passion and connection to not just riding a bicycle, but Villiers' approach to connecting people to bicycles. And it's awesome to hear about what you think, what you feel, how you connect with what makes sense in making a bicycle for people to ride all over the world. Because they don't just ride them in Italy. They ride them in the UK. They ride them in Dubai. They ride them in Singapore. And they also ride them in the very middle of the USA, in Oklahoma City. And all those people that connect with them, once they ride them, they have a hard time expressing what they love about them the same way you all do. Because they've matched the price with the performance, but once they ride them, they feel something different. And I think that's the passion and the heart and the connection with, it's not just a spreadsheet, it's about how you ride a bike.
And something that we forgot to say is that actually Villiers is a family company. That's also part of the complete story. I mean, because passion, you can say, okay, passion is passion, but this is a family company. How many important bicycle companies are run by three brothers still?
Right.
That's important. That's something that actually has to be explained to everybody, because it's part of the complete...
I think it's easy for your social media and ads to like wash over that. But I think the authenticity of a family and a connection of a company saying, we are going to continue to make amazing experiences for people through connecting them to bicycles. That's important to us. Versus profit, loss, margin, whatever. That all matters, right? It all matters, right? Otherwise, we wouldn't be on a microphone right now, right? But it can't just be the only thing that matters. Otherwise, we wouldn't be in the business. I wouldn't be running a bike shop if passion and riding and what it meant to me and others didn't matter, right? There's other industries to go out and figure things out, but I am connected to the heart of it. So I appreciate Mauro and
Claudio
and
Daniel
and Tony from the USA. Thank you for sharing your insight. I was glad to be here for this conversation, and I will stop this recording now and share it with you all. But thank you so much for joining in and talking about bicycles and passion and Villiers and everything else. Thank you very much.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
It's been a pleasure.